Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, glad to have you with us, and looking forward to seeing a bunch of you at the business breakfast here locally in the area tomorrow at the Wanacue Academic Center on the campus of Passaic Community College in northern New Jersey. Those of you that can make it, we'll be there from 6 in the morning till about 10, I think, is the runtime. But I'll be stopping by towards the end of the show. They don't need me for anything important this time. Because there's no politics involved, I guess you can just get, you know, public TV anchors and just lob softball questions at the panelists. I think that's how they're going about it. Anyway, we will be there, and I look forward to seeing those of you that have signed up, and I'm always grateful to get to shake your hand and say thank you for coming, sort of thing. Of course, the morning man that wakes up New York, Joe Piscopo, will be broadcasting live, so you don't want to miss that. That starts at 6, and then they're going to have all that good food, so just check that out as you're there. And for those of you that live everywhere else in the country and you can't join us, too bad. Finally tonight, President Trump's decision to send the CIA director Mike Pompeo on a secret trip to North Korea to meet its leader Kim Jong-un, so says the New York Times, reflects the president's trust in Mr. Pompeo, as well as the central role that spies rather than diplomats played in brokering what could be the most historic opening between Mr. Trump and Mr. Kim. So given that that's where the New York Times came down on it, I think it's interesting for us to compare something in the mainstream media today, because there's a lot of opposition. People are trying to stop Mr. Pompeo on Capitol Hill. They don't want to necessarily see him approved for Secretary of State. But it's obvious he has the confidence of the president. And when you look at the historical values that are at stake in whether or not North Korea gets done right or not, when you look at the overall arching of history around this move, Donald Trump may have the chance to be known as one of the greatest foreign policy presidents that ever lived. Because while dealing with threats of ISIS on one side of the globe, keeping Syria in check on their chemical weapons, striking a potential peace with Israel in the Middle East, these are all plates he already has spinning. To actually work out a deal where North Korea completely denuclearizes their arsenal and says, we want to be a peaceful member of the world community, it would be arguable that Trump would be one of the greatest foreign policy presidents. And this is, we're only dealing with his first term so far. Pretty remarkable all the way around. Good job, Mr. President. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you next time.